The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the conviction of a drunk driver who killed two adults and injured a young girl. Now a state prison inmate, the driver says Highway Patrol troopers should have obtained a warrant before asking for a blood draw. The state says a warrant is not necessary when a chaotic crime scene doesn't allow time to get a warrant, and the high court agrees. The facts of this case are not in dispute. At about 2 in the morning on July 1, 2017, a white pickup truck and a black Subaru collide near the Brandon exit on I-90. Two adults, a man and a woman, are thrown from the Subaru and killed. An 11-year-old girl trapped in the back seat is alive but injured. A bleeding man with no shirt or shoes is seen by witnesses standing at the side of the road. That same man is soon after reported as being at a nearby hotel seeking help. There is no driver inside the white pickup truck. A state highway patrolman, Patrick Booman, arrives at the hotel and gets certain information from the man, who keeps losing consciousness and is soon taken by ambulance to a hospital. Booman also goes to the hospital and there asks staff to draw blood from the injured man before he goes into surgery. Sioux Falls attorney Nicole Carper represents that injured man, Joshua Vorthermes, at oral arguments in October. He is appealing his conviction for two counts of vehicular homicide, one count of vehicular battery, and DUI. Carper says Trooper Booman should have obtained a warrant before getting blood from Vorthermes. She says Booman had probable cause as soon as he saw Vorthermes at the hotel.
Joshua is shirtless. He has pants on, one shoe, blood all down the front of him, holding his shirt up to his head to staunch the bleeding of a pretty good head cut.
Carper says Booman and other law enforcement officers who responded to the scene had time enough to get a warrant. But Assistant Attorney General Bridget Hoffman tells justices that Booman didn't realize he was running out of time to get a warrant until he arrived at the hospital.
Going into the emergency room, he learned that Vorthermes had lost a lot of blood and would be going into surgery, and is at this point that his investigation becomes an exigency.
Hoffman says Booman knew that blood alcohol content dissipates with time and that medical treatments such as IVs, medications, and blood transfusions can taint blood samples. The High Court upholds the trial judge's decision not to suppress blood evidence. Justices note they don't apply hindsight in reviewing the reasonableness of an officer's conduct, but rather consider the conditions officers faced at the time. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.